A community-minded grassroots organization concerned about safety in Moose Jaw, especially downtown, is holding an open house to bring together residents and agencies to find solutions to these problems. The Good Neighbors Group, GNG, which began in 2021, is holding the meeting on Sunday, February 25, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Timothy Eaton Center on 510 Main Street North. The discussion will focus on safety, crime, housing, and mental health and addictions. We need to ensure Moose Jawians don't have to worry about random acts of violence when walking down the street or taking transit, the town hall poster says. This is about saving lives and keeping our communities safe. The GNG will not come with solutions but instead will bring together people and agencies to identify and develop results collectively, said Carolyn Ross, the group's spokeswoman. Furthermore, people need to be aware of what's happening and share their concerns, with the goal of bringing back safety and vibrancy to the downtown, she continued. Moose Jaw is known for its historical downtown and being a tourist destination, but without either, the community suffers economically, Ross said. She hoped the meeting encouraged more residents to become engaged in what was happening in the community. One way residents could become more involved is by joining a Citizens on Patrol program, COP, an initiative the GNG hopes to launch with the support of the police. I just really want to bring this community together. It's just so many little silos and that doesn't work, Ross added. We need to be one. The Good Neighbors Group had safety concerns about the downtown for a while, but those were magnified in December after several business owners reached out to express fears that vagrants would interrupt their extended holiday shopping hours. What was going on downtown was making people afraid to even consider staying open late, said Ross. The group initiated the Christmas Goodwill Ambassadors program to walk downtown, spreading cheer and candy canes. This increased foot traffic, which pleased many businesses and prompted several to express thanks. However, as members walked, they realized there were bigger problems in the community. Specifically, there was a vicious cycle of addictions feeding crime and vice versa and both contributing to housing issues, said Ross. Ross, on behalf of the GNG, spoke to City Council in December and asked it to provide support to address the situation, with members saying they would attempt to do something. She said she has invited the mayor to the meeting, while Kim Robinson has committed to attending. Moreover, the group has been hanging posters and going door to door to encourage residents to attend. Ross's family used to operate a business on Main Street and she recalled how safe the downtown used to be. They would usually see police walking the streets, and if a business forgot to lock its door, officers would call the owner to inform them. Now, however, statistics are showing an increase in criminal activity, including violence against police. Ross thought officers were doing the best they could with the available funding and staff. I feel the justice system is failing us. It's not supporting the police, she said. Ross pointed out that Square One Community Inc. conducted a count last August that showed 26 people were experiencing homelessness, with 86% wanting permanent housing. Even though this group represented 0.076% of the population, using the 2016 population estimate of 33,890 residents, the community was still considering building a new multi-million-dollar shelter close to Main Street. Conversely, Moose Jaw's tourism industry generates plenty of revenue and employs roughly 1,200 people, or 3.54% of the population. As a community, how are we going to grow and benefit, when, decisions, seem to be made in a silo? Ross said, adding she hoped the town hall generated action to address the community's issues. Editor's note. This story has been updated to reflect more accurate data.